I mean, when you're spending $50+ billion a year on interest payments for the debt, a number that's going to go up to well over $60 billion under Trudeau's plan, eventually he's going to turn on the public servants to try and find some of the money to pay off the bankers.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre in conversation with our own Bill Carroll this morning on the Morning Rush, referring to what might be coming down the pike for the public service. And certainly that has an impact here in Ottawa. Chris Aylward is on the line, president of the Public Service Alliance of Canada. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Patricia.
It sounds like Pierre is suggesting it may get worse. What we heard yesterday was 5,000 in job eliminations through attrition, a modest cut to the public service. Did you think that it might have been worse, in fact, in this budget, or is this exactly what you were anticipating?
To be quite honest with you, Patricia, yes, I was expecting a little worse than 5,000. The main estimates were tabled in the House about 3 weeks ago, and that's a fairly good indicator as to what they're looking like. And those numbers that were tabled with the main estimates, they were certainly far greater than 5,000. But still, we are still concerned about those 5,000 positions, even though they're being done through attrition. It's still a job loss. And what services may be affected by that job loss?
And I understand in your job as head of a union, your job is to protect the jobs of others and those who are represented by you. But are you kind of on board in maybe accepting that it's a little bit of a different era where things can be done in a different way and perhaps more efficiently and a lot more is happening from home? Maybe it does make sense to, that we're not in a period of growth for the public service. Is there an acceptance of that, I guess, on the part of the union?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, because some of the things, since the pandemic, one of the things that we've been asking for and looking for, of course, is more access to remote work. And I want to make it very clear, Patricia, we're not asking for our members to work from home 5 days a week, okay? But we are looking for a more of an opportunity. If the employer policy says, 2 to 3 days a week, maybe I have an arrangement that I need to be home 4 days a week. And why can't my manager hear my rationale and, deny it if it needs to be denied, but give me rationale as to why it was denied. So, yeah, and we know our members are more productive when they work remotely, when they're working from home. So, again, though, when you look at the numbers, and I think, I do want to comment on this, Pierre Poilievre making that comment, I can tell you, and we know this from previous years, from 2005 to 2015, if this was a conservative government budget, you could add another couple of zeros to that 5,000 because that's what the Conservatives did. And when people say that the Trudeau Liberals have grown the size of the government completely out of shape, no, they haven't. They really haven't. A lot of people think that the government has grown. What the public service, the federal public service has done, we've recovered from the Poilievre Harper era from 2005 to 2015, where they cut almost 50,000 jobs from the federal public service.
I wanted to ask you that because...
That number, of course, would be very concerning for sure.
Well, a lot of people refer to this as a very political budget this time around and a last chance for the Liberal government to sway voters. In your mind, I obviously, from what you've just said, the public service and those who work for it much safer going forward under a Liberal government than under potentially and what seems almost quite likely to happen under a Conservative government.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I mean, Pierre Poilievre is out there now. He's talking about being, a friend to workers and working people, which is a load of crap, to be quite honest with you, because his record doesn't align with that at all. He's out there going across the country talking about the workers he's speaking with, about the union halls that he's been in. Well, for 19 years in the House of Commons, he never supported working people in this country. Every time he had a chance to support working people, he voted no. So his record does not align with this thing now that he's trying to, of course, impose on people, that he's the second coming of Jimmy Hoffa, which he's absolutely not. He does not support working people. And for 19 years in the House, his record demonstrates that.
What are you going to be looking? Sorry, go ahead.
He's been the architect of several Stephen Harper anti-union, anti-worker legislation, such as Bill C-377 and C-525. So he supported those bills, and they're totally anti-union, anti-worker pieces of legislation. Two pieces of legislation that the Trudeau Liberals got rid of in 2015 when they were elected. So Pierre Poilievre can talk about all he wants about Trudeau is going to come after the public service and stuff like this. Trudeau has never come after the public service like Stephen Harper and Pierre Poilievre did from 2005 to 2015.
Not in that way, but previous Liberal governments have also tackled the issue of downsizing the public service. And obviously most Canadians would argue that, you know, they want their money spent in the most productive way possible. If it makes sense to make things more efficient at the public service, sometimes that is something that does need to be addressed and looked at, right?
Absolutely. And when once the budget implementation bill comes out, and we know exactly what impact those 5,000 jobs will have, because we're mostly concerned. Yes, of course, we're concerned about the 5,000 positions, the jobs, but also, more importantly, what services that Canadians are relying on may be affected.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's a fine balance. Again, we don't want to go back to the long lineups that, you know, borders and airports and certainly passport offices. So again,
that's where we really see it as Canadians, when we really notice those cuts, when we're forced to wait a bit longer to get stuff that we deal with on a regular basis. How soon before you have a chance to look through that, the budget implementation, and really get a sense? Just take us through the timeline on that, when we actually know where that impact will be.
I'll be reaching out to Minister Anand later this week or early next week, because Minister Anand said last year during the budget, when these cuts were first introduced, the $15.8 billion over 5 years, she also said, this is not about doing more with less, and it's not about job loss. So I look forward to sitting down with Minister Anand and seeing exactly how these cuts will affect our members, and more importantly, how will affect the services that our members deliver that Canadians depend on every day. As the population grows, Patricia, it's just common sense. You've got to grow and you've got to invest in the public service. And throughout the pandemic, we demonstrated that a robust public service is required to get us out of these troubling times. And again, going forward, as the population grows, we have to grow and invest in the public service. And today's staffing levels in the public service are very comparable to, in correlation with the size of the population, to the 2010 staffing levels in the federal public service.
Okay, so last question to you then. You know the ins and outs of the public service and the various departments as well as anyone, and certainly have the access to the same information the federal government does. Where would you like to see these cuts come from? If they have to come, where is there an area where the public would not be affected, where Canadians would not be impacted by services? Are there some departments where it's safer to cut jobs from than others, in your mind?
I wouldn't say it's safer, but I look forward to sitting down with Minister Anand and seeing exactly where those cuts may be achieved from, with the least amount of impact to working people, and again, more importantly, to the services that our members provide to Canadians.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Chris Aylward, the president of the Public Service Alliance of Canada, about the 5,000 jobs that will be lost through attrition, outlined as it was in the budget yesterday. He said he thought potentially it could have been worse, a modest cut from the Liberal government, but we'll see where this ends up going forward.